The full fallout from the collapse of one of the tech industry's most important banks is still being calculated. Silicon Valley Bank went under after a bank run made the institution insolvent, and it is now under the control of federal regulators. But those deposits in the bank are now in limbo. I talked to one startup founder who had all of the company's money tied up in the bank. Stefan Kelb was in the middle of a meeting Thursday afternoon when his Slack messages started blowing up.
The scariest one was I was in the middle of a meeting and my Slack is just, you know, popping off, and I get a message from my co-founder that says, hey, you should look at this. This is really serious.
What he was looking at was a bank run in the works. Freaked out depositors were withdrawing billions of dollars, fearing that the bank was potentially insolvent. Recent activity by the bank gave the impression that it might not have enough money to support all of its deposits. Kelb runs a Seattle-based startup called Shelf Engine that helps grocery stores reduce food waste.
We're unfortunately one of those companies that kept all of their cash with Silicon Valley Bank. So literally, we have all of our cash tied up right now.
He sprung into action. He set up an account with JP Morgan Chase and tried to wire transfer millions of dollars to save his company.
Unfortunately, our wire was not honored and our money is still at Silicon Valley Bank.
It is a nail-biting limbo state that many tech startups deeply entrenched in Silicon Valley Bank are now facing. The bank's implosion was the largest American bank failure since the 2008 financial crisis. Gary Tan runs the influential startup incubator Y Combinator. He says for tech startups that relied on the bank's services, the bank's meltdown has set off a crisis that could lead to mass layoffs or many startups being forced to close.
If the government doesn't step in, I think that basically a whole generation of them will be wiped off the planet.
While federal regulators have taken control of the bank, Tan argues that the government should back up all of depositors' lost money. Some see that as a bailout for the tech and venture capital world.
I don't think people understand this is actually an existential risk to competition and innovation in the American economy for the next decade.
Author Malcolm Harris thinks Tan's assessment is overly dramatic. Harris recently wrote the book Palo Alto, A History of California, Capitalism, and the World. He says prominent VCs like Peter Thiel were the ones telling people to yank money out of Silicon Valley Bank when it looked like it was in trouble. Harris says the tech world is quick to leave failing institutions behind.
This game of who finds a seat when the music stops is part of how the winners win within Silicon Valley. And you can look back to the Y2K bubble, for example, to see the same thing going on, right? Amazon emerges out of that bubble pop much stronger.
Back in Seattle, Kelb says he is grateful he just paid his 40 employees. Many other startups tied to Silicon Valley Bank are facing payroll deadlines they may not be able to meet, which could mean mass furloughs. Federal regulators say depositors will be able to access insured deposits by Monday, but only up to $250,000 is covered by federal insurance, which is cold comfort to Kelb.
Day by day next week, if things aren't figured out and we don't have access to our cash, we will have to make probably some very difficult decisions.
He is not the only one. Some 96% of accounts at Silicon Valley Bank involve amounts that are not covered by federal insurance. Bobby Allen, NPR News.